Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Do you like to travel during the winter? A lot of people like to get away from cold destinations during the winter season and travel somewhere warm and tropical. Well, the name of today's lesson is Pyeongchang. What? But that's in Korea. Well, at least it's South Korea. But still, that's going to be cold. Oh, no, I don't think I dressed appropriately. That place is known for skiing at this time of year. Okay, anyway, get out your highlighters, friends, because we're going to talk about what a hot spot is and what it means to stand the cold and more. I can't stand the cold for too long, especially in short sleeves. Man. Pyeongchang. This snowy mountain region is becoming a tourist hotspot. People from around the world are currently descending on Pyeongchang, South Korea, for the Winter Olympics. Although the region was once overlooked by tourists from Europe and North America, Asian skiers have been visiting and enjoying Pyeongchang for years. The slopes of Pyeongchang are easy for people of all levels to access. A number of small but efficient resorts cater to anyone who chooses to visit. Many of these resorts are open late, so anyone who can stand the cold can ski under the stars.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 descend 这个动词。第一这个字首是指向下的 ,S-C-E-N-D 这个字根是指爬。所以 descend 原本是指下降。例如 ,the temperature started to descend when it started to rain. 当开始下雨的时候温度就开始下降。在今天的课文中 ,descend 是指大批人来到或者是造访。如果要说明去哪里的话是用 on 或者是 upon 这两个介系词。例如 reporters and fans are descending on Hollywood for this movie premiere. 大批的记者跟粉丝纷纷来到好莱坞来参加这个电影的首映会。继续我们看的是 cater 这个动词。cater 是指提供饮食或者是承办宴会。例如 this restaurant can cater over 500 guests at one time. 这家餐厅一次可以提供餐点给500名以上的宾客。课文中的 cater to anyone 的 cater to 这个片语动词是指满足或迎合某个对象的需要。例如 this club caters to customers who enjoy privacy. 这家俱乐部满足希望享有隐私的顾客的需求。如果在 cater 的后面加上 er 这个字尾的话，就是指承办宴会的人或者是提供外汇的人。例如 the food for the party was prepared by a famous caterer.这个派对的食物是由一家有名的外汇公司预备的。
So, Gabe, are you aware where our lesson is bringing us today?
I know that we're going to Pyeongchang, South Korea, Rebecca.
Well, you're going to be really cold because you're not dressed appropriately.
Yes, I realized that a few minutes ago. You're right, I'm not dressed...in an appropriate way to go and visit South Korea during the winter.
It looks like you're going to go to Hawaii or something.
I know. This is the perfect time of year to go someplace warm with nice beaches where you can lay out and get a tan.
Well, don't worry, Gabe. I will be really warm.
Yeah, you will.
Nice cold weather and you'll be cold.
I will be cold. But yeah. We have a cool lesson today about Pyeongchang.
We do have a cool lesson. And guess what? It's a hot spot.
Very nice. Did you catch that, friends? Yes, we're learning about someplace cool that is also a hot spot. How can that be? Well, we're going to find out. First of all, we read here, this snowy mountain region is becoming a tourist hot spot. So it's a snowy place, but it's becoming a hot spot. We need to take a look at the phrase hot spot. to find out how this makes sense. If something is a hot spot, that means it's a popular place to visit.
Exactly. And of course, you can use the words hot spot in many different ways. For example, Hawaii is a very popular vacation hot spot. But let's say that you're a college student on a college campus, and there's a coffee shop on the college campus, and a lot of students like to gather at that coffee shop. You could say that coffee shop is a hot spot.
So you don't just have to talk about famous countries or different places around the world as hot spots. Like Rebecca said, you could even talk about that place on campus being a hot spot. Oh, that's a hot spot on campus. Lots of people like to go there. Okay, so friends, let's move on here. People from all around the world are currently descending on Pyeongchang, South Korea, for the Winter Olympics.
And you saw that word descending in our lesson, right? Now, what is the opposite of descend? If you descend, you go down. And
if you go up, friends, do you know what the word is? Well, this is a word we wanted to talk about today.
Yes. Wait, I think I know what it is.
Yes, what is it, Rebecca?
It's ascend.
That's right. Ascend. A-S-C-E-N-D. So descend is to go down. To go up is to ascend.
And this reminds me of when I go to the mountains and go hiking. Mm-hmm. You always ascend up the mountain, right? Well, here's an example. As we ascended the mountain, my ears started to hurt. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
If you go really high?
Right, if you're ascending a mountain. Or if you're in an airplane and the plane is ascending, then yes, your ears might begin to hurt. Well, friends, you see this picture of some kids with this Pyeongchang sign, right? And you can see that they are ascending this mountain. They're going up.
Exactly. Although the region was once overlooked by tourists from Europe and North America, Asian skiers have been visiting and enjoying Pyeongchang for years.
Okay, so lots of people from Asia like to go to Pyeongchang, but our lesson says that this region was once overlooked by tourists from Europe and North America. So basically, people from the West were going to other places for skiing, but now they have an opportunity, the perfect opportunity, to go to Korea because it's the Olympics.
Exactly. Well, we read, the slopes of Pyeongchang are easy for people of all levels to access. A number of small but efficient resorts cater to anyone who chooses to visit. Hey, I like resorts.
You know what? And Rebecca, if you like skiing at all, mm-hmm. then you might like this place. Because people of all levels can access it.
Great.
So you can just go on the bunny slopes.
Thank you. I have been skiing a grand total of one time when I was 7 years old, and I was on the bunny slopes then.
Well, now it's just going to be an older bunny. Anyway, we continue here. Many of these resorts are open late, so anyone who can stand the cold can ski under the stars. Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to stand the cold for very long in a short-sleeved shirt. But friends, if you stand something, that means you tolerate it or endure it. In Chinese, you might say, 受得了, I can stand it.
And of course, you can replace the word cold with other words. For example, let's say that you go to a baseball game and it's really loud. You might say, oh, we couldn't stand the noise at the baseball game, so we left.
Well, you know what, Rebecca?
What?
I can't stand making people in the info cloud wait, so we need to go to
the info cloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, we are gearing up for another great year of learning about English language and culture.
And Carolyn is always ready with an interesting phrase, as usual. Now, when we say we are going to gear up for something, we mean we are getting ready for something.
Now, a gear can mean a toothed mechanical part
or personal equipment or clothes. But when we use the phrasal verb gear up, it means that we are preparing to do something.
This can be a literal thing, like firefighters have to gear up before they go out on a call. That means that firefighters have to put on their firefighting gear on to get ready for putting out fires.
Or it can be a figurative use, like when I said we are gearing up to offer you another great year of InfoCloud. That means we are working and preparing great material for interesting lessons.
Now, this is a bit different from another common English expression, to get into gear. When we put on a vehicle into gear, we are connecting the motor with the wheels so we can drive.
And when people talk about getting into gear, they mean that they need to get started with something. So I could say, I need to get into gear if I want to get all my work done before the weekend.
这是一个经常使用的片语动词 gear up, 把所有的装备都穿上，因为我们准备要出发了。Gear up 可以用于登山客、消防员或是任何需要装备的专业人士身上，只要他们准备行动，就一定要 gear up, 穿上整套的装备。Gear up 也可以象征性的表达你正在某件事情做准备。The company is gearing up for next year. 公司正在为明年做准备。另外还有一种说法就是 get into gear, 也就是排档或入档的意思，用来表达即将开始一项工作。I need to get into gear if I want to finish my homework. 我如果要做完功课，就必须立刻开始。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So this week, lots of people will descend on Pyeongchang, South Korea, for the Winter Olympics. They will descend upon this place so they can ascend the mountains to go skiing. Now, if you enjoy the Korean TV drama Winter Sonata, there might be extra incentive for you to go to Pyeongchang. Let's find out why now.
Pyeongchang. Fans of Korean TV dramas will find some parts of Pyeongchang familiar. At the top of one of the mountains sits a lodge that served as a key location in the show Winter Sonata. After skiing, skiers can blast the snow and ice off their gear with air guns and head inside to warm up. Many of the resorts have saunas and mineral baths that are open to the public. What could be better than a good soak to warm up your cold hands and relax your tired muscles after a long day on the slopes?
OK, 接下来我们看 lodge 这个名词。Lodge 在这里是指乡间小屋或者是度假屋。例如 because it was snowing all the time when we were in the mountains, we stayed in the lodge most of the time. 由于我们在山上的时候都在下雪，所以我们大部分的时间都待在度假小屋里面。或者是 the hunting lodge is humble but very cozy. 这个狩猎小屋很朴实但是非常温馨。Lodge 也可以当动词，意思是暂住或借住。例如 Anna lodged at her cousin's when she first arrived in New York City. Anna 刚到纽约市的时候暂时住在表姐家。最后我们看的是 blessed 这个动词。Blessed 在这里是指打击或破坏。例如 Our four-wheel drive truck blasted through the dirt and mud, allowing us to reach our destination on time.我们的四轮驱动的卡车从泥沙中杀出一条路，让我们准时到达目的地。Blast 也指爆毁或爆破， 例如 the loud explosion blasted all the windows out of the building. 这个巨大的爆炸声震破了这栋建筑物所有的窗户。Blast 也可以当名词，例如 many civilians were killed in the blast. 许多老百姓都在这场爆炸事件中丧命。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle.All right, so friends, now we know that if you are a fan of Korean TV drama, this is the place to go, right? We see here, fans of Korean TV dramas will find some parts of Pyeongchang familiar. Now, before we continue learning about that lodge, let's take a look at this phrase, to find something familiar. This means that you realize it's familiar, or you realize it looks like something that you've seen before.
Right. So let's say that you see a person and you don't know if you've met them before, but then they seem kind of familiar. You might say something like, I find you a little familiar. Have we met before?
I find you a little familiar. Or you could just say, hey, you look familiar. Have we met before? There are different ways to communicate this idea.Well, if you are a fan of Korean dramas, then you might find this place familiar. At the top of one of the mountains sits a lodge that served as a key location in the show Winter Sonata. Rebecca, have you ever seen Winter Sonata?
No, I have not.
Well, neither have I.
So, I don't think I would find that particular area familiar because I have not seen Winter Sonata.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm not a huge fan of TV dramas anyway, but from what I've heard from a lot of people, Korean TV dramas are some of the best. All right, well, Rebecca, how does our lesson continue? What can you do after skiing?
Well, our lesson says after skiing, skiers can blast the snow and ice off their gear with air guns.And head inside to warm up. Speaking of warming up, Gabe, how are you doing over there? Are you getting a little cold?
Well, it's a good thing we're inside the studio right now and not outside because it's a little bit chilly outside, that is for sure.
Yeah, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, try to stay warm.
Yeah, thanks.
Warm yourself up.Well, we read, many of the resorts have saunas and mineral baths that are open to the public. Ooh, I really like saunas.
Do you?
And mineral baths.
Yeah, have you been to either a sauna or a mineral bath?
Of course. Who hasn't?
I haven't. I have not been in a mineral bath.
Oh, you haven't been in a mineral bath.
No, I've been in a sauna like this, like the one you see in this picture, and that is where there is dry heat and it's really hot. A lot of gyms have saunas.
Right. I've been in a, I guess it's kind of like a salt mineral bath.They're very popular in Switzerland.
Oh, is that where you went?
Yes. When I spent some time in Switzerland, we used to go to these salt mineral baths. Very therapeutic.
Okay, so it's therapeutic. Mm-hmm. That means it's good for your, like, emotions and helping you relax. Is it also good for your body?
Oh, yes. Very good for your body, but not good for your eyes. Don't go underwater with your eyes open.
Oh, that's a very good tip. Yes, friends. be careful when you visit the mineral baths, okay? But this seems like a great way to end a day of skiing. We continue here. What could be better than a good soak to warm up one's cold hands or to warm up your cold hands and relax your tired muscles after a long day on the slopes? Well, there are a couple things we want to talk about here. The first is that word good, right? A good something, a good noun. Now, you use the word good here to mean satisfying. So the idea here is it's a satisfying soak in a pool.
For example, you could say, what's better than a good swim on a hot day? Ah, good swim on a hot day. I know it's a little cold right now.
You're right. Or what's better than a cup of hot chocolate on a cold day?
Oh, yes.
A good cup of hot chocolate.
A good cup of hot chocolate on a cold day with marshmallows on top. That sounds delightful.
That's right. Okay, so friends, think of another way to use that word a good something. You want to emphasize that something is satisfying. But at the end of our lesson, it says a long day. A long day here. This means that it feels long because it is full. Of course, a day cannot go longer than 24 hours, but if you say it's a long day, that means it's a full day.
For example, it's been such a long day. I woke up at 5:30 this morning, and then I had to go to work, and then I had to go pick the kids up, and then I brought the kids to gymnastics.
You have
and
kids?
Then no. That's just an example. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. You forgot you didn't have kids.
Right on.
Right. No, that's a great example. That's right. So, friends, what about you? When do you have maybe a really full day? That's when you can use this phrase. Oh, man, it has been a long day.
Right. Well, right now, it's time for us to go to a challenge. It's time for the SC Challenge.
Friends, for today's challenge in the studio, we have Brandon.
Hello, everyone. Good to be back.
It's always good to have you in the studio. And we have someone new today, Olivia from Morocco.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, good. You're very happy to be here with us.
I am.
Now, welcome to the studio. Okay, so I have some questions for you, but first, you need to make me guess. That's right, friends. Brandon and Olivia are thinking of a country, and based on their clues, I have to guess what that country is. You can try your best as well. Brandon, do you have a clue for me?
I do. My clue is the Red Cross started in this country.
Oh, that's a good clue. My clue is the national dish of this country is fondue, which I love to eat. You should know this, Gabe.
Olivia from Morocco loves fondue. And the Red Cross, it makes me think of one country, Switzerland.
Yes, that's correct.
Good job. Yes.
Good job.
All right, great. And I know you got the answer too, friends. Okay, now it's your turn for a challenge number one. According to the lesson, which winter sport is Pyeongchang known for? A, bobsledding. B, skiing. C, snowboarding. Or D, figure skating. Brandon?
I'm going to say A, bobsledding.
Bobsledding. Yes, Olivia?
I'm going to say D, figure skating.
Bobsledding and figure skating. Friends, if you just read the lesson, then you know that neither of them are correct. The answer is B, skiing.
Oh, man, you know what? I was going to say that. I was really going to say that.
Yeah, sure.
Me too.
Right. Okay, well, no points so far. Number two, according to the lesson, who will find parts of Pyeongchang familiar? A, Europeans. B, fans of Korean drama. C, football players. Or D, Gangnam-style dancers. Yes?
I'm going to go with A.
Okay, Europeans. Brandon?
I'll say B.
Fans of Korean drama. You guys are both very excellent at what you do, but Brandon got the correct answer.
Oh, man.
B, fans of Korean drama will find Pyeongchang familiar. Number three, according to the lesson, where is a great place to end a day of skiing? Where is a great place to end a day of skiing? A, at the sauna. B, at the movies. C, at a kimchi restaurant. Or D, at my house. Yes, Olivia.
I say A, at a sauna.
And Brandon?
Well, I'll say C.
At a kimchi rest. Do you like kimchi?
Not that much.
Okay, well, that answer doesn't like you either.
Oh.
Because Olivia got the correct answer.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Does that mean you got two correct?
I think you just got one correct.
Yeah, we both got one.
One to one. You guys give each other five. That was great.
Good job.
Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next time for the SC
Challenge.
Nice. Well, I think it would be fun to go skiing and maybe go to a mineral bath in Korea.
Well, make sure you bring a jacket next time.
Oh, yeah.
And friends, we look forward to seeing you next time right here on Studio Classroom.